Gemara tells us in Yevamah on the base, towards the bottom. So Ger requires three people, requires a Bezdin, based on the Pasuk of Nishbat. Not so clear what Nishbat. Rashi says, Mishbat Sivbe, Mishbat Achad Yelachad Melager, Ve Mishbat Pachos Migimel, the Pasuk in Parshat Swach. Tosa says, Mishbat Atem Tzedek, Ben Isha Ben Achim, Ben Gerer, the Pasuk in Parshat Devarim. Or Inami, what Rashi says. Okay, so whatever the Mishpat is, there's at least one Mishpat, maybe two Mishpats. Some of the Torah, we have the term Mishpat associated with Geirus, and that tells us that there's some parallel between Chosha and Mishpat, and Geirus that requires a Bezdin. So we've discussed in the past, briefly, Machlokas Rishonim, what is Bezdin necessary for Likuva, according to Tosa Sandat Memhei Amibayz, Dira Maskel Mila Tavulidusa, which is the position of the Rush there as well. According to Tosfos and the Rush, Bezdin is only ma'akev for Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, but if a Geirus, meaning if the Mila and Tvila was performed Shalom B'fnei Bezdin, that is not ma'akev b'di'evet. So l'chatchila, you need a Bezdin for Mila, Tvila, and Kabbalah HaMitzvahs. B'di'evet, as long as you have a Bezdin for Kabbalah HaMitzvahs, the Bezdin is a ma'akev for Mila and Tvila. Okay, and then the position that the Shulchan Aruch contributes to the Rambam and the Riff is that Bezdin is ma'akev for Mila and Tevila as well. The way it's called in Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Samechas Se'if Gimel Kolin Yanei Hager Bein La'odiyah HaMitzvot L'Kablam Bein HaMila Ubein HaTevila Tzarech Shiyu B'Shlosh HaKisheirim Ladun. So it has to be with three kasher dayanim, u'bayom, and because it's a din, din has to be bayom. U'miyudavka l'chachila, aval b'di'evrim l'omau otaval el b'fnei shnayim, haga u'krovim, u'balayla, v'afilu l'otaval l'shem geirus, el isha tavel u'kirya, isha shetavel u'nidusa, har v'ger u'mutir b'yisraelis. Chut b'kabalas ha-mitzvos, so the first day in Shulchan Aruch is the opinion of Tosfos that lichachila you need a bezdin for everything. Did you have it as long as you have a bezdin for kabbalas mitzvos? So kabbalas mitzvos have to be b'fnei bezdin and by yom liikuva, as opposed to mila and tefila where it's only lichachila. But did you have it if the mila tefila was done shalom b'fnei bezdin? Did you have it if the mila tefila was done b'layla? That would be kasher. And then Tosfos says, "The Lareif Rambam Afilu Bidi Eved Shatavol Omal Dipnei Shnayim O Balayla." So even Bidi Eved, if the Mila Tefila was not done with Nebesin or was done Balayla, the Akev, the Aser Bi Yisraelis. Okay. Now the Gaon points out over here in Sifkat and Yudayin. There's a little bit of a lav dafki here in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch groups the Riff and the Rambam together as saying that both Bezdin and Laila are ma'ake for Mila and Tefila. So he points out, number one, the Riff doesn't actually talk about Laila explicitly. And the Rambam, if you look in the Rambam, Perek Gimel Alacha Vavi Suredi, the Rambam writes, Ger Shemal V'lotava V'lotava V'lomal Eino Gerat Sheyimol V'yitvol. So you need both of them. V'tzarech Litvol V'fnei Shlosha. V'hoel V'adavar Tzarech Bezdin Eim Abilu Nasod L'Shabbos V'lo B'yomtu V'lo B'layla V'im Hibilu Horeza Ger. So according to the Rambam, it's Beferish that Laila isn't Likuva even when it comes to Mila and Tvila. The Bezdin is Likuva, but Laila is not. So that's what the Gaon points out, that the Shulchan Aruch citation of the Rambam is a little bit lavdafka, and the citation of the Rif is a little bit lavdafka, because the Rif doesn't talk about Laila, and the Rambam assumes that Laila is not ma'akev even for Mila and Tevila. Now we have to figure out why that should be. If it is, Mishpat Tevei, and if we do learn out that the requirements are even Likuva as far as Bezdin, so why wouldn't Laila be Likuva as well? Usually the two go hand in hand. If you need a Bezdin, so Maisa Bezdin has to be the Yom below the Laila. Okay. The other thing that there is noting is the formulation of the Shulchan Aruch here, that Bidi Evid, if you didn't have a Bezdin, left it within the first opinion of Tosos. Bidi Evid, if you didn't have a Bezdin for Mila Tila, that's good. And the Mechaber writes, El Bifnei Shnayim. Even if you didn't have a Bezdin, it was only in front of two people. Why only in front of two people? If you don't need Bezdin, then it could be fine in front of one person, in front of no people. Beno Ben Atzma. So that's El Bifnei Shnayim. So the Shach points out, it's a Katan Yod. So, in a Konami, Lab Dafka Shnayim. El Bifnei Echad. So all you need is one person. The Chaim Luchach Betosa Perka Cholates. And Dachman Hey, Dachman Zayim, Miu. Yesh Lomer Dinaka Shnayim, Keva De Im Akirin, Hayinu, Oso, Shaya Akum. Einu Nem, Lomer Giyarti, Akum, Yilu Kidu Kaman. So a different issue. That if this person is Mukhlak as a Nakri, so then you need Adis to establish the fact that he was Megayer. So very good, as far as the requirements of Geirus per se, you don't need a Bezdin, but you still need some evidence that he was Megayer. So you still need the two people qua Adis.
Judah. So we're saying that Dayanim serve a dual function as Dayanim and Adim?
To the extent that there's a requirement of Adis, that the Dayanim would serve in that capacity as well, or it's no worse than Adim. If you have a Maisa Bezdin, so that's better than Adis. The Imkain Srikim Shiyushnayim Lefakos Shiyadushin Skarik Teroi. Okay. So it could be the requirement of two is qua Adis, not qua Geirus. Yeah.
If that's so that these two are functioning as Adim, then
right.
Why do you say that they're Krovim and that would be okay? Krovim wouldn't be good for establishing an Adis.
If there is a requirement of Adis, the Shach is saying that the Lashon of El Bifnei Shnayim is in that case where you need Adis. Not every case do you need that kind of formal Adis of two. In that case, so then you have two for Adis. The Ramah adds in a Krovin. That's as far as the requirement of Bezdin. You don't need a Bezdin, so even if there are Krovin present.
Okay, but do you need Adis ever?
So that's what the Shach is saying. That if the person's muktzak, if the person's muktzak is being anachri, so then you need Adim to establish that he's Jewish.
Who's ever not muktzak to be a guy? Adim Sulchomer maybe?
No, the guy who comes, we never met him before in our life. We don't know if he's a guy or a Jew. He comes and he says he's Jewish. So he might have an ego that Biur Yazud is something that we don't have the time to focus on. But there are circumstances where we have no knowledge one way or another, and it could be you don't have to provide the burden of evidence that you're Jewish.
But then you
would need Adis. You would not need Adis.
But you'd have to go through a Geirus process without Adis?
I'm sorry?
You would go through a Geirus process without Adis?
You're coming, you went to the Geirus wherever you went, and now you're coming to Newtown, and no one knows anything about you. So maybe Mikra Din, you don't have to prove that you're Jewish. Maybe you have Nemanis with an Adif, but maybe you don't need to aid him. You're not being mostly Mechazaka.
Okay.
You could have such a case. Right, that's why we have in Sif Yod over here of Niskayarti Beinu Ben Atzmin, Niskayarti Bifnei Beth Mploni, Nemanis. We're not going to focus on that now. Okay. So what we need to explore is how parallel is the requirement of Bezdin for Geirus to the requirement of Bezdin for other Kosher Mishpat matters, Mishpat Ksivet. Because how similar is the Bezdin for Geirus to the Bezdin for Manas? So for example, we have the sig in the very beginning of Sanhedrin, that day Daf Gimel, where there's a machlokes amoreim, when it comes to Chosha Mishpah, what do you need in a Torah what do you mean by the Rabbana? So, according to Maplokas, Rabbi and Rabbacha Breda Rabika, this again, based on the base Gimel of an Aleph in Sanhedrin. So, according to one opinion in Amoraim, Min HaTorah, all you need for Dinei Mamonis is a single Dayim, at least for Hodos and Hovos. And the requirement of three, that's only a Din Derabbanan. So Min HaTorah is sufficient for certain Dinei Mamonis of one Dayim, the requirement of the three is a Din Derabbanan, so that you have at least Chad to Gomer, at least one of them knows who's going to do it. And the position of Rava, there in the Gemara, Rava, is that Min HaTorah you need three Mumchim, and Midrabanan, it's sufficient to have three hadyotos. So again, according to Rav Acha Brei Dravika, Min HaTorah, all you need is a single dayan, and the requirement of three is only Midrabanan. And according to Rav, Min HaTorah, you need three mumchim, and Midrabanan, it's sufficient to have three hadyotos. So Tosus here points out, and Vavam Beis Yavamos, the bottom of Tosaf Nishbak Siv Ve Antim and Zayinim and Alf, that however you assume, in that Machlokas in the beginning of Sanhedrin, whether you assume that Minotorah it's sufficient to have one Dayan and the requirement of three Midrabanan, whether you assume that Minotorah you need three Dayan and Mumchem and Midrabanan is sufficient to have three Hadyotah, so however you assume in that Machlokas over here, when it comes over there, when it comes to Geirus, you definitely need three Minotorah, because Geirus is equivalent to Gezelos V'Chavolos. Geirus is equivalent to a higher level kind of Dinei Mamonis, which everyone agrees you require three Dayanim min HaTorah. That's what Tosafot writes over here. Filam ad Amar b'Sanhedrin antem emzayim v'dalu dvar Torah chana mikasher halakha b'damina l'gzeilas v'chavolas d'v'ina shlosha l'kuli amla. So everyone agrees that you require min HaTorah three Dayanim for gzeilas v'chavolas, and Geirus is equivalent to gzeilas v'chavolas. Fine. Then Tosafot asks, one second, in Tamar, if that's true, that Geirus is equivalent to Zelos and Chavolos, and Zelos and Chavolos requires Min HaTorah three Mumchim, so if that's the case, in Tamar, V'anan, Heichi Mekabim Geirim, so how are we ever Mekabim Geirim nowadays? Habi Inan Mumchim. We don't have Dayanim Mumchim, we don't have Dayanim Smuchim, so what authorizes us to accept Geirus? If Geirus is equivalent to Zelos and Chavolos, Zelos and Chavolos requires Dayanim Mumchim, Dayanim Smuchim, then what gives us the right to do Geirus nowadays? Tosafot answers, Veshlomar, the Shlichusayu Adinan, that our Dayanim operate based on the principle of Shlichusayu, Kedemash Nami Bishili Amagarish Gitim Bechasim Veiz, Ukamosha Chashil in Ilas Delos Bifne Lobin, Chashinami in Ilas Delos Bifne Gim. So the Gemara in the end of Gitin introduces the concept of Shlichusayu, that the reason we're authorized to be kofa, a husband, lagarishis ishta, where there's a psak of kfiya, is based on shlichusayu de kamai, that our dayanim, even though our dayanim are not smuchim, but we are operating as the agents of the original dayanim who are smuchim, so that gives bezdin the authority to do certain things that require smicha, that require mochim, and we have the same notion by gzelos and chavolos, that we're able to be done such dinei Torah, even though we, the ikar din require smuchim, because we're concerned about the ilas dalas bifnei lofen, that if you're not allowed to be done serving dinei Torah, then people are going to be reluctant to lend our money because we're not going to have recourse in Besdin. So in order to allow society to function properly, we have to have a judicial system that's going to be effective and efficient. So that's what tells us to we have to operate based on shlichusayu. So the same thing over here, there's an interest in having Geirim, or at least you have to be able to have Geirim, Chashanam Liyilatel Fifne Geirim, and that's what tells us to invoke the notion of Shlichusai. So our Dayanim, even though they're not Smuchim or Mumchim, are Shlichusai de Kamai, are authorized to function as Dayanim, as the agents, as the inheritors of the original Dayanim Smuchim. Okay, so that's the Tosis writes over here in Yavama at the top of Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. The Ran there in Gittin says something similar, a little bit stronger, that the Ne'ilas Delas, he says it's more than just Ne'ilas Delas with Negerim, it's that it's an Inyan Gadol, Lachnizam Takav Kanfei Ashtina, that there is a certain broader societal imperative that we need to be able to be mapnis appropriate game Takav Kanfei Ashtina, and that's why we tap into the notion of Shikusayu to allow our Batei Din to continue to be Makabal Gerim, even though we don't have Smuchim / Mumchim. Okay? That's the position of Tosus here in Yavama Sandaf Mem Zayin, and the Ran in Gittin Adaf Pei Ches. Okay. Tosos in Kedushin, Samach Beis Amid Beis Dibur Maskel Ger. Kedushin Samach Beis Amid Beis Dibur Maskel Ger. Tosos quotes another opinion from the Bali Tosos, the opinion that he ascribes to Rabbeinu Nisanel, that you don't have to come out to Shlichus Ayu. The Psukim say, Lidorosechem. So Lidorosechem indicates that there has to be a possibility of accepting Gerim throughout history. So because the Torah indicates that the Geiris is L'dorosechem, then it has to be that we have an ability to accept Geirim, and you don't require your Mumchim. So even without coming onto Shlichusayu, Tosafot quotes from Rabbeinu Nisanel that our Batei Din are authorized to accept Geirim because of L'dorosechem. So why would you not invoke Shlichusayu? Why would Rabbeinu Nisanel be reluctant to say that our Batei Din are operating with Shlichusayu? What's wrong with our Tosafot here in Yevamos? So if you look in the Rashba in Yevamos here, Menvav Amid Beis Dibur Maskel Dilma, Menvav Amid Beis Dibur Maskel Dilma, the Rashba writes the following: the Lekel LeMeimar Nami the Anan Shlichusayu Kavdina. So you can't say that our Batei Din for Geirus operate mitam Shlichusayu, Kida Avinna the Gittin the Kedushin of the Mamma, the way we have in other contexts by Kviya Begittin by other Dine Mamminus, Kida Isa Perakam Begarish. The Shani Hatham, they're called the Mekadesh Adaita, the Rabbanu Mekadesh. So no, when it comes to Inyane Gittin, when it comes to Kvi of the Gittin, so then you can invoke Shlichusayu because the whole system of marriage, of Kiddushin, is predicated on called the Mekadesh Adaita, the Rabbanu Mekadesh. And since called the Mekadesh Adaita, the Rabbanu Mekadesh, so then we're authorized to be done on the basis of Shlichusayu, even where in principle we don't have that authority. The Chayim and Mamma and Hefker, Bez, and Hefker. So when it comes to Dine Mamma, also we have the ability to invoke Hefker, Bez, and Hefker, and then tap into Shlichusayu. So it sounds like the Rashba is assuming Shlichusayu only works Mid Rabbanan. So you have to have the Rabbanan ability to be Mafkia Mamma or to operate within Shlichusayu. Aval Halka, Heyaf Efshel, Mishri, Goy, Bevas Yisrael. But here, what you're saying is that Minotaur should have been that you're not authorized to accept Gerim. Midir Rabbanu, we invoke Shlichusayu. So you're going to invoke a Dindir Rabbanu to make someone Jewish Minotaur? How can that be? V'chein Shar Dinei Das Moshe Yehudis. The Rashi seems to assume that Shlichusayu only operates Midir Rabbanu. So if you're working with the notion of Kol Mekadesh Adaita Derabbanu Mekadesh, if you're working with the notion of Hefker, Bez and Hefker by Dini Mamanis, so then Shlichusayu could work. But if you're talking about the Raisas, the Rashi assumes Shlichusayu can work. So here you're going to make someone not Jewish into Jewish, so you can't say that only works Midir Rabbanu. What does that mean? They're going to be Jewish Midir Rabbanu, not Midir Torah, and then they can't marry freely. That doesn't work. So it can't be that we operate based on Shlichusayu. So the Rashi says that no, there's no tradition that there's a need for Mumchen. The whole Mishpat Sibbe just tells you need a Bezdin, but it doesn't tell you that you need a Bezdin Mumchen. Parenthetically, if you look at the first Nesivus in Choshe Mishpat, first Nesivus is Simon Aleph, Sifkat and Aleph, in case you couldn't figure that out. So the first Nesivus in Choshe Mishpat, he assumes, he develops the idea that Shlichusayu works even min ha-Torah, and one of his rayos is the fact that Shlichusayu works for Geirus. Okay, the Rashba seems to assume that Shlichusayu is only midrabbanan, that wouldn't be good enough for Geirus, and that's why he has to come on to the fact that there's no requirement of mumchen at all for Bezdin LeGeirus. Fine. What's an afkamino whether our Batei Din operate based on Shlichusayu, like Tosfos and Yevamos, or based on L'Dorosechem, like the Rabbeinu Nisanel or the Rashba here in Yevamos? What's the nafka mina? So there's a tshuva of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Har Tzvi Yaredeya Simen Reish Tazayin, Hartzvi Yaradeya Simon Reish Tazayim. So he was addressing the following question. As we noted in our informal session last week in my house, there is a takana of the Syrian Jewish community in Argentina going back to the 1920s that they weren't going to handle gayrus in their local community there. And if someone wanted to be Megari, they should go to Eretz Yisrael and be Megari in Eretz Yisrael. Fine. So the Shaila was a Beth and Shalad Yota, so to speak, got together. An unofficial ad hoc Beth and got together against the wishes of the establishment community. And they're Megari or someone. So what's the status of that gayrus that was done against the Ratzon HaKol, against the established practice of the local community that had a takana not to do gayrus? So Tzvi Pesach Frank suggests that if the whole notion of gayrus bezman hazeh is based on shlichus hayu, so you have no right to invoke shlichus hayu if you're operating against the wishes of the local kohal. Shlichus hayu means that you're shlichus hayu dekamayu, you're continuing the mantle of the original Dayanim going back generations. But you have no right to claim the mantle of the original Dayanim if you're operating against the accepted practices of the Kehila. So Tzvi Pesach Frank thinks that if Geirus is based on Shlichus Hayu, so if you're going to be Megayer someone against the Ratzon HaKol, then that Geirus would be not Chal. So in this case, he recommended that the person who was the subject of the Shaila come to Eretz Yisrael and redo the Geirus in Eretz Yisrael, because he was choshesh that the original Geirus done in Argentina was invalid. The Or Sameach writes something similar. The Or Sameach, Perek Yudalit, Yisurei Bi Halacha Yud Gimel, Perek Yudalit Halacha Yud Gimel. He writes something similar about a bezdin that Megayir Saman L'Shem Ishas. So if you're Megayir L'Shem Ishas in a situation in which L'Chachila you shouldn't be doing such a Geiris, even though B'di'evet Kulam Geirim Heim, so writes the Or Sameach, V'kevet Shakein B'Geiris L'Shem Ishas, the Kassav Rabbeinu, So the Rambam writes, as we saw, that you can't be mekabel a ger l'shem ishas l'chachila. Rak besin hadyotos asu zemeleins. In the time of Shlomo Melech, it was the bate din shel hadyotos that were doing such geiris. Im kain, kevan de ikir a geiris hu shelo v'rasam chachamim, tu bazeh lo abdin an shichusayi de besin agadol. So if the whole geiris itself is shelo v'rasam chachamim, it's only a b'di'evet, you're not supposed to do a geiris under such circumstances, so then you have no right to tap into shlichus hayu to do that kind of a geiris. Yeah.
It seems a little paradoxical though, because at the end of the day, kol geirim heim. So how can you say that it's not? It's a different.
No. So he say. So he would say kol geirim heim is only where. You think if every case of the Shem Ishus is Shalobar Ratzon Chachamim,
right,
and it wouldn't be foul because you can't invoke Shlichus Hayu, so what's the Kulam Geirim Heim? So the Kulam Geirim Heim is the middle case, meaning where Beis Din makes a there are different levels of L'Shem Ishas, as we discussed, where there are multiple motivations and only singular motivations, so maybe you'd have to create some new categories. It's a good point. Maybe you'd have to create some middle category that the Kulam Geirim Heim is only where there are other additional motivations, but exclusively L'Shem Ishas, it's a good point. I'm not sure. Ramosha said something similar. Ramosha in Dibros Moshe, the end of Simon Lamed Hei Yevamos. Dibros Moshe Yevamos Lamed Hei at the end, page Tuf Pei Aleph and Tuf Pei Beis. So So Moshe seems to be sympathetic to the Or Sameach argument that if Gerus is not assessed based on Shlichus Ayah, so it should come out that where people are Megayav Hashem Ishus, the Gerus is Mechal. So Moshe says, we seem to know it's in the way, even though it's not so clear, why not? So maybe we have an interest that even though in an ideal world we shouldn't be Megayav people Hashem Ishus, but Lemaisa, as long as the people that we are being Megayav Hashem Ishus are going to be properly observant, so there is a certain communal interest in having those Giyurim done, otherwise there's going to be more intermarriage. So if there's an interest in cutting our losses, so to speak, then maybe that's sufficient to invoke Shlichus Ayah. I mean, it is within, even though on some level we shouldn't be Megayav Hashem Ishus, but where it's within the communal interest to do some Giyurim, so then you could argue that that's still considered B'chlah Shlichus Ayah. So Moshe seems to say. Rav Kook, Das Kohen Siman Kuf Nun Beis, that maybe this is what the Or Sameach meant, maybe this answers Judah's question. He says, Upashut, Dirat Geirim Kesherim, the Kabli Amitvos Kedas, Havikichisar and Kis. So, Tinvoshi Chisayu, so that's where there's a Shalot Tenel Aldeles, or where there's a Milsa de Shtiach, or Yisbe Chisar and Kis, where there's some pressing need to invoshi Chisayu, as we have by Dini Mamnis. So, that only applies where there's definitely going to be a Kabbalah Amitvos. Even if you were to argue that on some level that Geirus would have been valid, maybe you'd argue some kind of Dvarim Shalev and Dvarim argument, but you have another problem, which is Shlichus Ayah. Even if you could construct an argument whereby a Geirus with a substandard Kabbalah Samitzus would be good, maybe because they're Mekabel Bapeh and Dvarim Shavleve and Dvarim, don't ask, don't tell, even if you were to construct such an argument, but it still falls flat on the basis of Shlichus Ayah, you can't say that such a Geirus has the right to invoke Shlichus Ayah. Rav Shturmbach has a Tshuva. Tshuva van Hagos Chelak Aleph Simen Tuf Reish Yud Aleph. Chelik Aleph Simen Tuf Reish Yud Aleph, and Chelik Dalet Simen Reish Lamed. Okay, Aleph Tuf Reish Yud Aleph, and Dalet Reish Lamed. The Rav Shturmbach writes that there is an Ufrit being celebrated in the Shul, and the Chassan was someone who had undergone a Geirus, with, he doesn't mention the name, but the name is Rabbi Druckman of the Marach HaGiur, and even though this Chassan was a properly observant the person, he was totally from, but Rav Shturmbach was choshesh that the Geirus wasn't good. Why not? So he writes, based on this Or Sameach, that if you have a Bezdin that operates in such a way that they're Mekabel Geirim, even where there's an Umdin and Muchach, that the Geirim are not going to be properly observant, so they have no right to claim the mantle of Shlichus Ayah. So you can't claim that you're operating as Shlichus Ayah de Kamai if your whole operational perspective is that you're going to be Megayer people with substandard Kabbalah Mitzvos, or you're going to look the other way where there's an Umdah de Muchach that they're not properly going to be Mekabel Mitzvos. And so even if, in a particular case, they got it right, in this particular case, a person was properly Mekabel Mitzvos, but the fact that the Besdin engages in such, what we'll call substandard Geirus, means that they don't have the right to invoke Shlichus Ayah even when they get it right. And then he says, even if you'll argue that Geirus is not based on Shlichus Ayin, Maglokas probably tells us, it's not clear, it doesn't say Shachan Aruch, how he paskin. So even if you'll argue that it's not based on Shlichus Ayin, but he thinks that a Bezdin that's Megayir Geirim Shalokidin, so those are Dayanim Psulim, and they're considered Rishayim Shaovrim Al Din Torah. So if you have a Bezdin that's going to be Megayir people who are not properly Mekabel Mitzvos, even if some of them are Mekabel Mitzvos, that's a Bezdin of Dayanim Psulim, so you can't invoke Shichasayu, and even if you don't need Shichasayu, the Dayanim are Psulim. So he writes that in this case, he let the Ofer proceed, but he made sure that this Chassan do a Gir L'chumra before the Chassan. This is the argument that Sherman made, from Sherman, now emeritus on the Beit Din HaGadol. That was the big case of almost 10 years ago, 9 years ago, where the particular case regarded a woman who was Megayer many years earlier with the Maracha Giyor, and it was determined that she was never Mekabel Mitzvos appropriately, but in I guess it was a 2-to-1 decision, it was Rabbi Sherman, Rabbi Israel versus Rabbi Duchovsky, so the majority found that the Geirus wasn't good for that reason, and they used it as a springboard to attack the entire Maracha Giyor system, that there's a wholesale problems with the way they're Megayer, and issues with the kashrus of the Dayanim for that reason. Now, Rav Sturmbach does acknowledge, in Chelek Dalet Siman Reish Lamed, that maybe you don't have to go to that extreme.
Is this?
Rav Sturmbach, Chumas and Hagos, Chelek Dalet Siman Reish Lamed. So maybe you could argue that if this particular ger was probably Mekabel Mitzvos, this particular ger is observant, but he used a Bezdin that had a bad track record, a Bezdin that was Megayer people without proper Gabal Semitzos, the Rosh Hashanah argues that maybe be the Eved B'Shas Tzadchak, that Geirus is still good, because maybe the Dayanim are not considered Rishayim, because they think they're doing a mitzvah. And they think that they're operating in such a way that achieves certain sociological objectives in Israeli society, that if you're not going to have lower standards for Geirus, then there's going to be more rampant intermarriage, and they think the Jewish population is going to shrink, so they think they're doing a service to the country, so maybe that's not enough reason to label them Rishayim. If they have a Svara, if they have a rationale, maybe that doesn't make them Rishayim, so if they got it right, so then the Geirus would be a good Geirus. Rav Sherman quotes such a position from Rabbi Gedalia Axelrod at Bezdin of Haifa in his Migdal Tzofim, in which he argues that maybe these Dayanim hold that living in a time where such steps are necessary and they're relying on erroneous Piske Halakha, but they think that they're acting appropriately. So maybe they're only Kishogigim, maybe they're not Psulim, and maybe you can rely on such a Geirus B'dieved. This is a big question. If you assume like a Sturmbach, so then you're basically passing any Geirus done with the Maracha Giyor, and passeling many Giyurim that were done in America in previous years. Not talking about where there's no Kabbalah Semitzos, but Giyurim where there was a proper Kabbalah Semitzos, but the Dayanim would oftentimes be Megayer people without proper Kabbalah Semitzos. Rav Schwartz, our Abbezdin, has taken the position against Rav Sturmbach that things should be evaluated on their merits, and the fact that the Yonim engage in substandard Geirus doesn't make them Sulim Etzem, so if they get it right, so then the Geirus would be a good Geirus.
You said Schwartz operating on the Sfarim that Geirus was not as based on what they're saying?
No, even if it's based on Shichus Sayu, so in this case, they got it right. So if they got it right, so then they have the right to claim Shichus Sayu. Where when they operate with substandard standards, and maybe then you can argue there's no shichusayu, but you have worse problems. Even if there was shichusayu, but it's not a good game because there's no chalos hamitzvos. And where they got it right, so then it could be a good game. Okay, so what are the standards for who may serve as a dayan for Geirus? So in Chosha Mishvat, Simen Gimel Sif Aleph, Mechaber writes, Ein Bezin Pachas Mi Gimel, so regular Chosha Mishvat in Torah, you need three dayanim. V'chol Gimel Nifram Bezin Afil Hedyotos. And even if the Bezin consists of Hedyotos, of non-Talmidei Chachamim, that's a Kasher Bezin. Says the Ramah, D'efshar, d'les behu chad yodei asfaris bedinim. And when the Mechaber says a bezin of Hayotis is good, it's assuming that at least one of the members is a Talmud Chacham, at least one of the members knows what he's doing. Aval d'les behu chad yodav sili ladin. But if you don't even have one of the dayanim knows what he's doing, then the bezin is pasul. What does it mean, degamir? That's the lashon of the Gemara in the beginning of Sanhedrin. Gimel Amin Aleph, degamir. Yafshad Alef Bechad degamir. You have at least one dayan who knows what he's doing. Rashi writes, Gimel Amin Aleph Sanhedrin Divim Afkol degamir. Sheshama mechachamim umidayanin hilchos din milva. So someone who learned, who heard from the chacham the dayanim, the relevant halachos. So that's what the Ramah says, that even the Mechaber says you can have Gimel Hedyotos for a Chosha Mishpat in Torah, that's assuming that you have at least one of the members of the Beis Din who knows what he's doing. So presumably, whatever is true for Dinei Mamon, it should be true for Geirus as well, that you have to have at least one person who knows what he's doing. In the Sefer Geirus Kol Chasa, he quotes a Meiri in our sugya. The Meiri in Daf Mem Zayin Amin Aleph Dibur Masko Apal Pi. Mem Zayin Amin Aleph Dibur Masko Apal Pi. The Meiri writes, V'chein me'achar sha'at tevila tzarech shlosha shehein bezdin. So since the tevila requires three, eim abilinus of alayla. So it's a mitzvah bezdin, you can't do it at night. V'mikol makom, V'chol elu b'di eved harez ager. But even if you did it b'layla, it works b'di eved. Aval mumchin lo b'ina. So you don't require mumchin, you don't require smuchim. And then he writes, afilu b'shlosha hedyotos. The Alpha Pisha Tsarach Lo Dio Inyan HaMitzvahs Kulam Klal HaMitzvahs HaKol Yodin HaSan Vim Kein HaKol Kimumkim Linyan Zeh. So everyone's considered Mumkim. Then he writes below Ode El Hashem Mikol Mokom LeTalmidei Chachamim HaNitzvichim. But we do need Talmidei Chachamim. So you don't need Mumkim, you don't need Smuchim, but you do need three Talmidei Chachamim. And that's what he writes. Mem Zayin Amin Beis Dibur Maskel Umi Kevan. Mem Zayin Amin Beis Dibur Maskel Umi Kevan. And Meiri writes, Shlosha Talmidei Chachamim Omdim Al Gaba B'Shas Tefila Alfa Pisha Eina Mumchim Mismuchim. So you don't need Mumchim, you don't need Smuchim, but you do need Talmidei Chachamim. Okay, so Meiri sounds like Hedyotos in the classic sense would not be sufficient. You don't need Mumchim, but you need Talmidei Chachamim. And three Talmidei Chachamim. In that Sefer Geirus Kol Chasa, this is Perek Zayin, he points out that in the Rabbeinu Gershom HaGozer that we quoted before, he writes, Nala Demiri, V'tzara Gimel Tamidei Chachamim, O Gimel Chashuvei Ha'ir. So either Tamidei Chachamim or Chashuvei Ha'ir. So it's unclear what the Chashuvei Ha'ir are, but it's a notch below Tamidei Chachamim. This is the Rabbeinu Gershom HaGozer, the Rishon. Now Ramosha points out in the Rambam, Ramosha is Yoredeya Chelak Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Tes. Yoredeya Chelak Aleph Simen Kuf Nun Tes. He points out, if you look in the Rambam, Perik Yudali Yisurei Bi Alachavav, Perik Yudali Yisurei Bi Alachavav, the Rambam writes, V'shlosha Omdin Al Gabav, Umodianosam Nitzas Nitzas Kalas and Nitzas Nitzas Chamuros, V'chule. The Rambam just tells you, you need three. There's no qualification, there's no qualification as to who these three are. So it sounds like you don't dafka need Talmidei Chachamim. So Moshe assumes, v'halacha, that the makeup of a Beis Din for Geirus should parallel that for Dinei Mamonos, where it's sufficient to have a single Talmid Chacham and two other people who are Kesherim, even if the three are not all Talmidei Chachamim. So as long as you have one person who knows Hilchos Geirus, he knows what needs to be done, so he could bring along two other people who don't have the same level of Mumchias. Nimrod.
Does Sfardim assume that you don't need even a Talmid Chacham? That's the Ramah that's adding it into the Shulchan Aruch. I mean, you can read the Shulchan Aruch, right, without the requirements of one
time
there.
Right, I don't think there must be cholik on Shulchan Aruch because that's based on the Gemara in Sanhedrin Afim of Chad de Gamir. So I don't think there must be cholik on Shulchan Aruch because Shulchan Aruch would agree to that editorial comment.
Okay.
So you would need now. Now it could still be that b'di'evit if you have three, meaning even if you have three real hadiotos, but you determine post facto that they knew what they were doing, meaning if they don't know what they're doing, so then you know, can't assume they knew what they were doing. Even if none of them are Talmidei Chachamim, but you ask the questions afterwards and determine that they knew what they're supposed to have been doing and did it properly, so the Geirus would arguably be good b'di'evit, and that probably, you know, we would consider at least a person who knew who's doing it as Talmid Chacham enough for this purpose. So that's what we, as a lechachila matter, we would require three Talmidei Chachamim, but at least in a b'di'evit matter, if as long as one person knew what he was doing, so then the Geirus would be good as long as the other two dayanim were kesherim. That was the old style in America. You'd have the one rabbi who'd get to his Shomer Shabbos Balabatim to sit with him on a Geirus, so that wasn't an ideal situation, but as long as the rabbi knew what he was doing and the other two people were kesherim, so that Geirus is probably a good Geirus.
That was a style for a century, I can tell you from early modern Jewish history, that was always the case.
You mean in Europe?
Yeah.
How often did they do Geirus in Europe?
It wasn't just for Geirus, not common, but what they did in general, it was always the rabbi. Usually the communities didn't have enough money to hire too many rabbis.
Right, you mean for Kosher Mishpah matters.
Right, so for Kosher Mishpah matters, it was usually just the rabbi, and he would just do...
Okay. Avi.
For this purpose, nowadays, if you're one of those flying out to give a get sort of thing, or do a Geirus L'Chumra or whatever, could you have any two people at your Shomer Shabbos do?
Nowadays, we shy away from using from doing Geirus outside of the real Beis Din, so we don't do that anymore.
Okay.
Would it work? It would work. It's not advisable. I mean, here we're talking about the formal elements of Geirus. That's in for the formal elements, but a good part of Geirus is the common sense and the intuition and being able to read between the lines and size up this candidate as to whether it's appropriate to do a geiris. So for that, you need not just that the old style was the rabbi decided that this person is going to be the geir, and then he brought two people over into the mikvah. So that's not advisable. So the expectation is that you'll have three dayanim who are involved in the process, who are all independently comfortable with the whole storyline, and providing their own personal kavasas is three people, not just two people saying yes to whatever the rabbi says. Okay. Yeah.
Another question in terms of what we saw in the Limud on these topics, the reference to Kurovim.
No, I'll talk about that right now.
Okay. Sure.
Good. Kurovim. Okay, so in Shulchan Aruch, in Chosha Mishpat, Simon Zayin Seif Tes. Shulchan Aruch writes, Kol HaPsulim Machmas Korva, O Machmas Aveira Psulim Ladun. So whoever is a Pasul Aid, either because he's a Karov or he's an Avarian, is also a Pasul Adayin. So presumably that should be true by Geiris as well, that a Karov, or if the Dayanim are Krov into each other, or a pasul and a varyan is going to be pasul to be a dayan. There is a Hagos Mordechai. The Hagos Mordechai is in Kuf Yud Aleph. He writes the following. There is a mice of a ger who is tovel in front of three relatives, and then he touched wine. The question was whether that made it into stam yena. So in that Mordechai, the whole question, the premise of the question, that maybe the geiris was good and it's not stam yenam, is that the bezdin is not ma'ake for tvila. So here, it was a pasul of bezdin, a bezdin of krovim, who witnessed a tvila. But a bezdin of krovim is no worse than no bezdin. So the issue in the Mordechai is, well, if bezdin is not ma'ake for tvila, so then you have tefillah shalom b'nei bezdin, because there's a pasul bezdin, but maybe the geiris is good anyway. So Mordechai is not suggesting in any way that where bezdin is ma'akev, let's say for kabbalas mitzvos, that a bezdin of krovim could be kasher. But the whole issue there is the question as to whether bezdin is likuva for tefillah at all. There is also a curious Gemara on Daf Mem Vav Amud Beis. Towards the bottom of Mem Vav Amud Beis, Avi.
This is what I meant to ask on.
Yeah.
When we say krovim, we're referring to krovim of each other or krovim of the ger, in which
you
case
can't be krovim to the ger. You're not Jewish. Right.
Conscious. So that's not the question here.
So in the context of gerism, it means krovim to each other. Correct. Okay. So there's a curious Gemara here. Yeah.
Does it also mean maybe krovim to the dayanim?
What does that mean?
The edim on the maysa are carved to the dayanim. That would also be the problem.
Well, there are no edim for geiris.
Edim on the tefillah.
There are dayanim, but no edim.
Okay.
So in the geiris context, the only issue is the korva of the dayanim to each other.
Okay.
So there is a curious Gemara on Mem Vav Amud Beis towards the bottom. Amar Rabba. Ufta havid bei Rabbi Chia bar Rab, Rabbi. Rabbi Yosef Masni, Rabbi Yoshia bar Rabbi. Rabbi Safra Masni, Rabbi Yoshia bar Rabbi Chia. Das lakame ger shamav alatavo. So there's a gamer situation that came in front of a bezdin of Rabbi Chia bar Rabbi, Rabbi Yoshia bar Rabbi, and Rabbi Yoshia bar Rabbi Chia. So this sounds like there are krovim here on this bezdin. Right, the story was that there was a ger shamav lo tavo, and they said they were going to do the geris. So at first glance, it sounds like these are krovim. In the Sefer Mishnah Sager, Perek Gimel Ha'ara Mem Dalet, he points out that from other sources that he proves that there were different Rebchiyas, and these were not, it's not what it seems to be, these were not actual actual relatives. Okay. That's as far as Krovim. So what about Tzulim? Tzulei Aveira. So Rav Moshe has a few tshuvos which are worth noting as far as how we treat conservative rabbis as far as their kashrus. So in Chelek Aleph, Yoredeya Simen Kuf Samach, Chelek Aleph Simen Kuf Samach, the Rav Moshe in the series of Tshuvas, the Rav Moshe points out that if you have a Geirus done with a dozen of conservative rabbis, so the odds are pretty good that the prospective Geirus is not going to be properly Mekabel Mitzvos. The conservative rabbi is not expecting the Ger Yeres to be more firm than the rabbi. And under the circumstances, it's Kemat Min Nimna that, leaving aside the issue of Kashrus of the Yanim, that there's going to be a proper Kabbalah to Mitzvah. But leaving that aside for our conversation, Rav Moshe writes the following in Chelek Aleph Yardeya Simen Kuf Samach, that among the various reasons that a Geirus done under conservative auspices would be problematic, he writes that the rabbis themselves are psulim as dayanim, because they are kofrim, or they have certain theological positions that are contrary to normative Judaism, and they violate numerous lavim. And even if we don't have edus per se, that this particular rabbi did violate averos, but we have an anantadi that every conservative rabbi is becheskas mufker laharbe yisurin ulukfira baharbe ikari. So there's an anantadi that if we don't have edus to the fact that this particular conservative rabbi is an avarian and a kofir, but there's an anansadi that is becheskas mufker laharbe yisurim ulukfira laharbe ikarim. What would happen if you have a conservative rabbi? Let's say you have a rabbi in a conservative congregation who is Orthodox trained, who is himself a shomer Torah mitzvos. He just happens to be functioning in a conservative congregation. Two generations ago, that was a not insignificant percentage of the RCA membership of Musmachim of Orthodox Yeshivas, who for various reasons ended up taking conservative pulpits, but were themselves fully Shomrei Torah Mitzvos. And many of those people have fully from children and grandchildren and were fine individuals themselves who were fully observant. So Rav Moshe, that tshuva, Chelek Aleph Kuf Samach, doesn't address that kind of a conservative rabbi. He says the sam is that they're kofrim and they're avarayim. And even if we don't know for a fact, but there's an anansadi, but let's say you know for a fact otherwise. You know for a fact that he is personally from. And let's say he did a geirus with proper kabbalas hamitzvos. So what's the status of that geirus? So Rav Moshe has various tshuvas with different degrees of intensity on this issue. But if you look in Eben Ezer Chelek Beis Simen Yudzayin, Eben Ezer Chelek Beis Simen Yudzayin, this is a tshuva that you could easily miss because the heading is about the birth control pills, but tucked away in the second paragraph of the tshuva. Ubidvar chasana sheyevit conservativi temple, the rabbi shalahem yemisadr hakadushin, eli ish kasher liyosham, so you have no business being there. Achim rab kasher yisadr kadushin kedino Torah, asai kevin shachasana ha'enim bisman shabam lispalasham, but if there's going to be an Orthodox rabbi yisadr kadushin, and it's not during the time of services, leka iser midina shre'em akam laksha shahokam lispalasham, so then you'd be allowed to go to the wedding in the conservative temple. Rakhi shutzar gadol, v'rak derek mikra, shen damin kei. Okay. Well, the inyan amel kedushin tovsin. So, what's the status of a wedding performed by a conservative rabbi? Im ach hayusham shnei edim sheyum le'edos tovsin hakedushin. So, even if the conservative rabbi is apostle, but if you have two kosher edim, the kedushin is going to be good. The rabbi atzma pashish apostle le'edos. V'ein chiluk im haya mitchila rab conservativi shalamed b'samino shalem. So it doesn't make a difference if this conservative rabbi was trained in the seminary. Oh, shahayir rab musmach shakibel mis rabbi temple conservativi. Or if he learned in Torah Das or in Skokie or Chaim Berlin or YU, and he ended up taking a conservative congregation. V'ulai o garua. And maybe that guy who learned in Torah Das and then ended up taking the conservative temple, maybe he's worse than the guy who learned in the seminary. Shehu kishano pirish, because he knows what's right. The guy who was raised conservative, went to the seminary, so maybe he's a little bit of a tinok shenishba, he doesn't know better. But the guy who learned in the proper yeshiva, the guy who learned in Skokie, and then he went to take the conservative congregation, so maybe he's worse, maybe he's a shano pirish. Chelek Dalet Evin Ezer Simen Yud Gimel Os Gimel. Chelek Dalet Evin Ezer Simen Yud Gimel Os Gimel.
So just to clarify, saying if there's two Edom there, and the Rav went to say Skokie, they're still not a good Kedushin?
If they're two kosher edim, so then the two kosher edim are the edim kedusha. But he's saying the rabbi, a rabbi in a conservative congregation, is a puzzle to etzem, even if he's himself a shomer shabbos and he himself was totally observant.
Even if the edim are like in the crowd, right?
Again, my focus here is on the kashrus of the rabbi. Maybe we'll talk about ishus. We'll talk about
how you assume that the rabbi is no good because of. Was Rav Moshe the whole mumbus about that?
That what?
I mean, it was Rav Moshe, but that we assume that if the rabbi is reform or conservative, we know that he's not doing good.
Rav Moshe has that, but if there are other people who know what they're doing and there were kosher edim, so then it could be a good condition anyway if we determine that it was done properly. Right, maybe not, might not be a chazaka, but it was done properly. Okay, that's
the point you're bringing
my issue is about the kashrus of the rabbi.
Even if he's an Orthodox guy.
So Rav Moshe there seems to say that even if he's personally observant, the fact that he's functioning in a conservative congregation raises a serious question of soul. Rav Moshe writes a little bit more. Evin Ezer Chelet Yud Gimel, Evin Ezer Chelet Dalet Simen Yud Gimel Os Gimel. Chelet Dalet Simen Yud Gimel Os Gimel. So again, here the context is Kiddushin done by a conservative rabbi. B'nei levad ve'ika safek al etam ha-kiddushin shayu etzel rabbi conservativi. Sha'af im haya me'atovin shabem, even if he's the best of them. Shelo haya ocha ma'achol sasuros, he didn't eat reif. Shelo haya mechal shabbos v'ferhesya. Lova lebeis ha-kneset shelo b'mechanit, he didn't drive for shol. This is a late tshuva. This is 1980 written to Mordechai Temler. Nevertheless, he doesn't have the chesed of kashrus, and then he's pasul misafik. Then he says, even if he doesn't eat treif and he's not mechal shabbos for hesya, but he still doesn't have a chesed of kashrus, so at least it's a safik. And then he says, kevin shuchaber l'rabbis a conservativin. But since he's a card-carrying member of the rabbinical assembly, sheshitasam levatel eza mitzvah satora gamda raisa, who are opposed to certain mitzvahs, v'rov yisurin dirabbanan, and they've gotten rid of certain yisurin dirabbanan, shehem en yane kfira, heim sulam le'edus, af shelo shamanim v'anaklum. So even if this particular person hasn't espoused theologically problematic positions, but if he's a card-carrying member of the conservative movement, that raises significant questions. He's possible atheist. The Kafir Raman Perkidal Ne Edus, Halakabov, Happy Korsin, Vamurmim, Lo Isrika Khamim Nosa Maklav Sula Edus, Shalom Manu Ella Risha Israel, Aval Ela Morden Makofrin, Fuchusanem and Akum, Shaakum Lamalam Lamarida, Vail Marina Lamalam, Fuchuska Shafikam Edom Laposlo, Mishan the Gam Lahadam Rina Lamalam, Ami Lamatina the Sarka Edim, Mishan the Ainsa Din Bezdin, Ela Dutal, the Pierce of Adavar, the Chazaka Lakol, Pasa Sedusan Atali Vimashag Ruim and Akum, etc. The Akum Osa said the Shul Parnasa Nami, that even if the reason he has the conservative stellar is because he needs to make a living, who bidin Kofrish Apostle Edus. Dilinian Kfiro lo Shayach Lachali bin Kofr Mamish, or bin Kofr Bishvil Shiesh lo Rebach Viskamisa. Doesn't make a difference if he's Kofr for theological reasons or if he's Kofr for financial reasons. Vadarabba im Hubishil Parnasa, Hagara Linian Edus, the Bemurmur Litayavan Apostle Kuyama. Mumur Lahakis, Hala Ravain Apostle. So in some ways, a Mumur Litayavan is worse than a Mumur Lahakis. So he concludes, the Eila Rabbis conservative in Shahik Fira, Baharbi Dine Torah, Him Sulan Laidus, Afim Dema Shalo Avru Al Yisurin Lavin, De Malkus Mikem Shinolin Skar Gadol, who Gamla Teyavon, Shafa Rashi, Shaleslo, Kavachar Laram, Yisul Gamla Rava, that's details of that Sugya. So these two Chuvas, Ramosha strongly questions whether a rabbi functioning in a conservative congregation would be a kosher, even if he himself is personally observant. Yeah.
So what would Moshe hold if the rabbi himself is Orthodox? The shul is not that observant, and it's not, they're not, the shul itself doesn't describe membership to the conservative movement, but they're very liberally modern Orthodox. Like, what would the status be? Is it mitzvah the fact that it's the card-carrying members of the conservative movement?
Well, that's part of it. If the person is theologically within our camp, so even if there are certain liberal practices in the shul, that's probably still within the tent of orthodoxy. The Ramosha does write different things in different places. These are the more extreme formulations. In other shuvas, it's somewhat more tempered. Rabbi Reis has an unpublished shuva that Ramosha wrote, which he takes a much less extreme position and would seem to accept under certain circumstances a geirus done by a Shomer Shabbos rabbi functioning in a conservative congregation. So you have to distill everything together, but it's definitely a serious question as to whether such a geirus could be kasher even b'dieved.
So does that mean for Moshe the ikur is his shul's ties to the conservative movement as opposed to their level of observance?
There are two issues. Number one, the level of observance of the rabbi, and even if the rabbi himself is personally observant. Number two, the theology of the rabbi, and even if the rabbi's theology is within the lines of normative Judaism. Number three, the affiliation with a movement that is opposed to Torah Judaism. So all three of those are issues. Okay. Rav Schechter likes to quote a Chazon Ish. In Choshe Mishpat Simen Zayin Sif Yud Aleph, the Mechaber writes the following. Chelek Zayin Simen Yud Aleph. The Mechaber writes, Bethin Shel Gimel Sarach Shiyya B'chol Echa Mehem Zayin Barim. So the members of a Beth Din have to have the following traits. Chachma, Anava, Yira, Sinas Mamon, Avas Emes, Avas Abrios Lahem, and Bale Shem Tov. So a Dayan has to be a Chacham, an Anav, a Yirei Hashem, a Soni Mamon, an Oev Emes, Oev Abrios, and Baal Shem Tov. So Schechter likes to quote the following Chazon Ish. It appears in a couple places, but I have in front of me Evan Ezer, Simen Kuf Aleph Oth Yud Ches. So the Chazon Ish points out, or Evan Ezer, Simen Kuf Aleph Oth Yud Ches, that even though there are many halachos in which the qualifications for Edus and the qualifications for Dayanus are the same, that some of this Pasol Lahayit is Pasol Ladun, some of this Kasher Lahayit is Kasher Ladun, But in certain respects, there is a higher bar of qualification to be a dayan over an aid. And one of those things, the Kavanish writes the following. What we just read. So the dayan has to have the midos that we mentioned. They will hain chachma no by yiras and ismaman avas emes avas abrios bali shemtov. Venira, the kishem the chachma sagi di eved bimaspira luhu v'savri tzas. So just as we saw, that even though you need chachma, but we saw before, that as long as the person understands a little bit, and the summons to explain to him what he needs to do, then he's kosher as a dayan. I mean, you can have a beth and a yotas as long as there's chad debamer. So when it comes to the requirement of chachma, he doesn't have to be a super talmid chacham, it's enough to have a certain level of chachma. So it doesn't mean you have to be a super anav. You're allowed to have your shminish of a shminish. You're allowed to have a little bit of gaiva, but you have to be a reasonable. You have to have a reasonable amount of anav. Aval imhem yiduim leginai mishar bnei adam ba'achas me'elu. But if a person has below median midos, doim lignai mishar b'nei adam ba'achas me'elu. So he has he's in the 30th percentile on the anava charts. Nira dipsulin d'yevet. So they would be pasul as dayanim even b'di'evet. So you have to have a healthy degree of chachma, anava, yira, sinas mamon, etc. It doesn't have to be the 100th percentile, but it has to be within the reasonable range of norm. So if a person is known to be a super bal gaiva, or he's known to be a super tipesh, or he's known to have a above average affinity for money, then he would be pasul as a dayan, even bidi ever. That's a significant bar. Rav Schachter thinks that so this bidi ever could, in theory, mean one of two things. It could mean that once we determine that he has a super level of gaiva, so then from that point on it's going to be possible. But let's say someone was sitting with a dayan, and then now we realize that in the past he was this big bal gaiva, we never picked up on it. So does that mean that any maisa bezin he was involved in lima freya will have been possible? So Schefter's choshesh yes. We don't have time to focus on the standard of passing the dayan l'mefreya, but I sent you a rather recent article on this topic from last year from the Sha'arei Mishpat, so you can read that if you want. Okay, I think we'll stop here for today. Who's going to be here tomorrow?